We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move? Why don't you move to
hell? Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro. Don, I can't believe Tony left us hanging on the show tonight.
We got together to do the show.
Yeah, we've been here for an hour fucking around with audio, and
wow, we're 5 seconds in. You just dropped the F-bomb.
Well, you know,
like
we could edit that out if you really don't like it, because no, it's just you and me tonight. It's because Tony's busy. I wonder what he's up to. He said he had a work escalation, but I believe Tony is unemployed, so I'm not quite sure what he had going on. But I bet it was sexy. I know that his wife's not down there. I think he's being totally faithful, but I'm pretty sure he's filled his entire keyboard with dried bits of semen. Oh, yeah. A little bit of smooth jazz.
Another episode of Radio for Winners. Tony, Jeremy, Don. Tony not with us tonight.
No, so really it's just Jeremy and Don. No, yeah. Tony.
Now, I've tried this before.
You guys did one episode without me. I forgot why I was. I think I was home with a sick kid or something. And you guys called Erin Conroy for an interview, but you didn't tell her you were going to call her for an interview or interview her.
So
you just called somebody at random.
And then we called Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that was a solid show. It was one of our better episodes. It was that one in Summertime Sadness. That's our big one.
So if this goes well, then we
prove... Going forwards, we'll need a third host.
Right, then we'll prove that it's you and I that have the chemistry.
We're the glue that hold the show together. But not Tony, who actually, you know, plans topics and anything ahead of time.
Yeah, but if this does not go well,
then Tony proved his point
that I don't belong on the show.
It'll just be me and
Wait
Tony.
A minute, is that Tony's point that I don't belong on the show?
Well, you know, you aren't part of all of our emails, Don.
We should actually get some sort of like a cardboard cutout for when Tony's not here, so that it actually appears.
We could just get pictures of Tony with no shirt on, like his normal Skype cam view.
That's pretty horrible. Yeah, but I miss the fact that he's not here. I mean, we said that we were going to record, and apparently he got a work escalation. I don't know how you get a work escalation working at the Royal Farm, but I guess...
Well, the chicken is very good.
Guess I guess somebody called out on the chicken shift tonight. But it's just you and me.
It is.
So
I apologize to all of our listeners.
There was a period of time, if you go back and recall how this whole thing kind of got started, it was just you and me doing our own radio show. Radio for Losers.
Oh, yes. During the time of Radio for Winners on the actual airwaves.
Yes.
You and I came in to fill in for one show, and then to prove a point, Tony made us do our own show.
But if you go back, well...
I wish we had that show.
See, now that's the way that you think of it. I look at it this way. I look at it as we did so good...
that they canceled the entire station and switched formats to gospel. That's how good we were.
Again, so negative. I was thinking that we were so good, we got our own spinoff. You know, kind of like we were...
we were Joni Loves Chachi.
We were Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, well, I guess you're going to go with a better spinoff.
Which one were you?
I was definitely Chachi and you were Laverne. That's why it didn't work. Did not work.
Had our own show, so we've done this before. Tony looked at us 5 seconds before going on air and said, I'm not going to help you guys out. Good luck.
You guys are on your own.
You're on your own. And then just pointed to us, and then we had to go.
I really wish I think Tony does have those shows.
He has it.
We have to get them and put them up as free downloads for Christmas or something when we're all gone.
Maybe we do a Christmas album.
Just you and me singing the hits, but we don't sing any Christmas songs.
No.
We just sing Hip to Be Square.
But if you, well, I mean, are you trying to say that I don't have that prompt up or keyed up right now?
No, I think we're okay.
Okay. But, yeah, well, I mean, I have it in case you need it. But anyway, I just...
that comes with every show where I need it.
I was going to say, we could do a Christmas album, because that's all we pretty much do while we're sitting here messing
sing
with
Christmas
the computers.
Songs.
We sing songs, yeah.
That's true. We just switch the words around because we don't know any of the lyrics.
Well, I mean, I think we could do the show by ourselves. We'll see whether or not we really need Tony. Tony's going to listen to the show, edit it, put it up, and he's going to say, you guys did a really good job, and I don't need to be on the show anymore.
So this could be the last episode of Radio for Winners with Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Well,
it might just be Jeremy, Don, and Curly Pubes.
I mean,
we'll see.
I don't know how to put it up on the internet.
Well, that's true. I was supposed to take over paying for the show, I guess. This is what he's doing. He's mad that I didn't switch over paying, so he's just not going to do it.
See, I think that this is how...
That's my fault.
This is how he ends relationships.
Sorry, everybody.
He moves out of the state, and slowly in-person meetings turn into podcasts, and podcasts over the internet, and then they turn into, I all of a sudden have a work function that I can't Can't be a part
I'm very
of the
busy
show.
Tonight. I'm very busy. Guys. I know we schedule every Wednesday, but I'm very busy.
Next thing you know, you don't talk to him for 3 or 4 years. This is good. I mean, again, the fact that we do this out of my garage, if he was going to do this and cut us off, he could have at least gotten us access to the 98 Rock Studios so we could at least have done it there and we could have had our own.
I don't know. He did leave us with this wonderful board that we have problems with every week.
This is a nice Yamaha. In case you are looking to get in the podcasting business, get yourself a nice Yamaha mixing console MG82CX for your listening and podcasting pleasure. So we have topics for tonight, or are we just going to do this blind? I mean, I got a story about my cat, but
okay,
I mean, I'm not sure.
We can start with that in a second, but Tony gave us a whole bunch of topics that he wanted to talk about, and then we were supposed to provide other topics, and as always, we didn't. I had the news covered. So here's one of the – we'll just talk about some of Tony's topics, and I think we're going to be set.
All right.
Tony's topic number one, you will be surprised. It has to do with obstacle racing.
Wait a minute. It would be better if it was – these are topics. These aren't stories.
Because he didn't give us the whole story, so we're just going to say a topic.
Wouldn't it be
had.
Good if we just maybe made up our own story?
Okay, well, here's when we can do that
guys,
for then.
I was running an obstacle race, and I pulled out my testicles to whack one off as I was going around the backside of the mountain, and I didn't think anybody was there, and all of a sudden my coworkers came out, and oh, man, that was embarrassing.
So my question is giving a wedding gift after the wedding looked upon poorly?
Wow, okay.
That was one of his questions.
All right.
You know, the sad thing is I have a serious answer for that.
Okay.
You have a year.
Yes, you have one. You have 1 year.
As long as you give it a year afterwards, up to a year afterwards, that's totally acceptable.
That is true.
Thank you, dear Abby.
Yes, that is actually the correct answer.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We know a lot more about that than we do Radio for Winners. We should just do that.
We are actually married.
Well, that is the secret's out now.
Tony is not. Wait a minute, he is married. Well, we don't really know if that's legal, but anyway.
So I did bring... Aside from Tony's topics that I think we should skip, because the rest of them were all about questions he had that I didn't have the backstory for.
I think I know what you're getting ready to do here, but do we have a music? Do we have theme music for this?
Do we have theme music for anything?
Well, I mean, I like theme music.
All right, well, here's what I have.
Okay.
It's time for another episode of Radio for Winners Fat Snacks. A little bit of a Fat Snacks.
Why am I making love?
It's been a long time.
Why am I making love to the Fat Snacks?
This Fat Snack is going to make love to your mouth. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Hopefully you played that at work. So, right now, the Baltimore Orioles are on fire, although the last two games have not been on fire. But speaking of on fire, Manny Machado, current third baseman, has put out his own line of salsa available at Giants statewide. And I picked up a jar of his medium salsa. This only comes in medium and mild, Don, so this is going to be spicy. I know you're not a big fan of spice.
I'm not a big fan of spice. Who distributes this?
I don't know.
Distributed by PLB Sports. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
There wasn't a local company that could distribute this. We had to go all the way to Pittsburgh to do it.
You know what? You're ruining this already, Don.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
But I wanted to try his amazing
salsa. This is unopened.
Unopened. I did not open it. Well, that's good. I'm glad you tapped on it to prove it. Yep. I was really unclear.
Now, you haven't tried this at all yet?
No. I bought it today on the way here. At the Giant, actually on the way home from work.
We can't open it,
so this could just be us eating some corn chips and pretending we ate the salsa.
Also, Dear Abby told me to hit the bottom of the jar.
Dear Abby never said that. You've never written to Dear Abby. Have you ever written to Dear Abby, Don?
No.
I wrote to Dear Abby once to get a divorce. It was really a weird story. I'm not going to get into it. But she told me to go for it.
I can't freaking open
it. This is the strongest episode of Radio for Winners that we've ever had. We can't open a jar of salsa. I only have one song on my iPod, so we're only going to have
enormous
emotion.
Did you hear that? How did that come across?
Look at that. This is the kind of radio Tony's missing out on today. Oh, man, we're eating some salsa. We're going to talk about that salsa.
Well, now, we were going to try this, but Tony wouldn't have been able to try it anyway. Now, you got it.
I mailed him some chips and some salsa.
He just gave me one curled up U-shaped Frito.
Yeah, I brought Fritos.
Who the hell dips Fritos into salsa?
Hey, how come you can't just buy tortilla chips, a little bag of tortilla chips? You can only buy a big-ass bag of tortilla chips.
Because nobody buys a little bag of tortilla chips.
What if they were trying to sample salsa on a radio show? Bam, you're out $2.
You buy a big one.
So I actually think the salsa is pretty good. It's a little spicier than I expected. It's not as watery as you would expect a salsa to be.
I'm wondering if our listeners are getting the gist.
They're getting the full
effect.
They're realizing quickly that Tony should be on every episode of Radio for Winners. Every single episode. Do you actually listen to the shows anymore?
Uh-huh.
What did you think of that interview from last week with Ryan Connor?
I didn't listen to that.
So you did not listen to the episode at all?
No.
Okay, I thought the interview was good. We were not good at interviewing. We're not good at it at all.
We didn't prepare.
Well, I prepared, but I only prepared to ask about ridiculousness, which was probably a poor choice on my part. I should probably have asked about stand-up.
Like, we went through it. We didn't even finish this segment of the Fat Snacks.
And
you're moving
about
on to other things.
No, I just sealed it up. I didn't think you'd want to eat 100 chips on the radio.
It's pretty good salsa.
It's a good salsa.
It's got a little zing.
Machado salsa, available at Giants Maryland-wide. It's very good. Maybe if you're in the state, you could go get yourself a jar. And if you're out of the state, call Radio for Winners, and we'll send a jar to your house.
Does that come with a free thrown bat down the third base
side?
Hey,
I think we found our NASCAR League reward. I didn't know less than $5.
Nice.
Look at that, huh? And, someone is a lucky dog.
I still have a big bag over here.
We can't tell anyone what's in that bag. That is a secret.
And since Tony isn't here, we can talk a little bit about the NASCAR.
And actually, I would like to talk, and therefore everyone has turned it off by now, but I would like to talk a little bit about NASCAR. Can you explain the chase?
It's changed this year, so I don't have it fully. There are 10 races in the chase. And I think there's, 13, 14 drivers that now make it in this year. But each week now, two drivers get eliminated up until something like that, up until the last race where there's three drivers left. And then the last race in Miami, last three drivers have the same points. And basically whoever finishes ahead of those three drivers wins the championship.
Okay, here's my question about that. So it's not that there's only three drivers on the track for the last race, because that's ridiculous.
No. There's 43.
Everyone still races, but you don't count as a grand champion, right? Your points don't count, but you can still win the race and win the money on that race.
Correct. Well, they have two victory lanes set up in Miami, because that's the only time they race in Miami. They have two victory lanes set up, one for the winner of the race and then one for the winner of the championship. So, essentially, if the three drivers did wreck on the first lap and they finished 43, 42, and 41, the person that finished 41 would be the champion. See, when we talk about NASCAR, I get very serious. There's nothing funny about this.
Well, I think it's more informative, just like our interview last week.
Okay.
It's more information, less funny. Also, again, if we're bad this week, it's okay, because we'll just prove the fact that Tony needs to be on the show.
See, I can help you with the NASCAR piece, but can you help me with goal differential?
Oh, and soccer. We're going to talk soccer now?
Yeah, I don't know.
We can. I was going to save that for the news, Don.
Okay, so we're okay. All right, well,
we can bring it back. To be honest, I don't know. I don't have the right answer for that, because it depends. Every game it changes. Like, not,
is it based off of, I guess, it's goal difference? Is whoever has the most goals out of that? Is that how that works? So
well,
if you tie whoever
first,
has the more goal, right?
You do points first,
but
and
then
if
whoever,
you tie in points,
okay.
I believe it goes to most goals.
There we go. Okay, that's goal differential.
Look at that.
That's nice.
We're explaining soccer to a bunch of people who already know the rules.
Hey, you don't have any. You don't have any pets. You have a cat.
I have a cat.
How old is your cat?
My cat is about 8 years old.
So my cat is 15. He looks very emaciated, but he's now become an outdoor cat. And I think he's trying to kill himself.
Well, what do you mean? Get into this story. Explain how your cat is trying to kill himself.
So I pull into the driveway.
All right, you pull into your driveway. What
I'm
are you wearing?
I'm pulling into the driveway. I'm wearing a shirt. Polo shirt.
I'm wearing a shirt.
Some dress
end of story.
Some dress pants and a nice pair of dress shoes. And so I put on my backup
get
camera.
Get my money out of that track.
I put my car in the driveway, and the backup camera. The cat's to the side of the car, and then as I'm backing into the garage, all of a sudden he darts like right in front of the car, really in the back of the car, because I'm backing in. But you understand that, right?
I understand what you're saying. That you were backing up.
I'm backing up.
Or backing into the...
Backing in
right
to the garage.
And the cat ran right behind where you were backing up.
He saw that I was backing up and then ran right into the back of my car. So
there's a chance your cat could just be pretty dumb.
This is not the first time that he's done that recently. It's just done that recently.
It could be it. He might just want to... but I've had a lot of cats... And they just kind of wander off to die.
Yeah, but, he
I wish my relatives would do that.
Well, that's nice. Happy holidays.
You don't have to worry about paying for a burial
Happy
or anything.
Happy holidays to Jeremy's family.
You just wander off and die.
But they say
I may do that.
You should. Go out in the
tomorrow.
Backyard.
Tomorrow.
That's nice. But, cats shouldn't do that. They know that it's a moving object. And he walks out in the middle of the road, up and down the line in the middle of the road, just kind of like, just hit me. Should I put him out of his misery? I guess is what I'm asking, dear.
Yep.
Abby.
I think after we record this show, we'll go inside. We'll get your cat. We'll calmly pet him and act real nice, and then we'll just twist. Just twist real quick, and then leave it on the couch and go to bed.
Oh, stab and twist.
That'll make tomorrow morning for you much more enjoyable when your children wake up. Well, I am very sad Tony's still not here.
Well, he's not going to be here. He's not coming back.
He said he was just going to the bathroom and he'd be right back. And that was like, he just went to the store to get some milk, Don. He went to the store to get some milk and cigarettes and he's been gone.
Jeremy, we can do this if you keep powering through and look at your little list of things that we have to cover on there. We can do this by ourselves. We don't need Tony.
I don't know. We didn't play our new theme song.
What's our new theme song?
I thought we were going to play Working for the Weekend every show.
But is that a theme song or is
it's
that
our new intro? Now that we no longer have the Radio for Orders of Tony, Jeremy, and Don, we have to come up with a new theme for just Jeremy and Don.
Welcome to another Radio for Winners with Jeremy and Don. Uh-oh, that's the party siren. Hope you're ready for half an hour of party here on Radio for Winners with Jeremy and Don. Don't forget, coming up this afternoon, our party wagon is coming to your office if you want our drawing. It's going to bring boxes of pudding. It's going to bring boxes of condoms filled with whipped cream, and it's going to make your HR department very upset. That's right, the party wagon coming to you from Radio for Winners. I don't know if that's going to work. I don't know. I think the party wagon might be too far.
Why?
Because we're not going to have a party wagon every show. That's only a special occasion.
Everybody's working for the party wagon back in town for another episode of Radio for Winners. This is what happens when Tony walks away from the show. It doesn't get any better than this, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the party wagon. And we're there for the weekend.
I think this might be it. This might be all we need to do. We'll just do this over and over again for half an hour. We'll pick songs we like. We'll write intros for them. I think we're set.
Wouldn't it be great if we did have a party wagon and we went around and we hit different office campuses?
But since no one listens, we hit random offices. They didn't know we were coming
But they would be like, who the hell are these guys?
They're just in a tractor, a yard tractor with a with a wagon tied in the back.
We should get the minivan. And put one of those, like, magnets, you know, like...
That says party wagon?
No, you know, you got your business on a magnet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you stick it on the side. And we could put, like...
Radio for Winners, party wagon.
P.O. box. We have to get a P.O. box.
Yeah, you can't have an actual address tied to the party wagon.
No.
Too much wackiness comes on when the party wagon's in town.
No, yeah. Yeah, but that's... That was per listener email.
Right. We need to make that our new theme. And I think that actually proved, again, between last week and this week, we've proven... That's a damn good idea. So starting next week when it's just Radio for Winners with Jeremy and Dom, that is our new theme. We'll just do it live every week like everything else we do because we are totally professional.
You know, speaking of viewer mail, we did get this Facebook update. I guess one of us, I don't know who did it, but does your week suck so far?
Oh, yeah, I did this one.
Ours certainly does, except for Don, of course. You know what would make it better? Going to see our friend Ryan Connor interviewed this past show. Do some stand-up at the... The Workhorse. The Work Hose. What the hell is the name of the place?
It's the Workhouse.
Workhouse.
It only took me 7 tries last week. And he actually is doing it this weekend because this is going to go by Friday?
This will go Friday.
All right. So it's starting tonight then.
And then you and I think are going to go.
Yes. Saturday now, not Friday.
Saturday. Saturday, stop down at the Workhorse in Lorton. The Workhorse. Workhouse in Lorton.
Not to see stand-up, to see Jeremy and Don drink heavily.
To see your
and not talk.
To see your favorite Radio for Winners hosts, Jeremy and Don.
It's going to be a good... we are good at promotions.
Poor Ryan. We've disbogarded his comedy show.
It's good. We're not doing any minutes. We're not going to do a joke. We're just going to hang out in the corner and look surly.
Why would we need to do any of that when we could just show up and do exactly what you said we're going to do? Look surly.
Oh, I was like, what are you getting ready to queue up, Don?
Oh, I got nothing. I had knobs. I was turning knobs. I'm in charge of the knobs. Because
I do. You're the knob master. I'm a knob master, Don. Cherokee Don.
But also, one of our listeners did respond that their week doesn't suck as bad as mine. So,
I don't know if he meant their week doesn't suck as bad as your week or just as bad as you.
Oh.
I think that's what they meant.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks a lot.
Now I'm the most popular host of Radio for Winners.
I think that listener has been here before, too, I believe.
No, that listener has not been here.
No, it's not?
No.
Oh, okay.
Only one listener has been here, made fun of the mural, never allowed back.
Never allowed back. Officially banned.
Well, even though Tony's not here, I think it is. We do have a few things we could talk about because it is time for Radio for Winners. And the news. Welcome to Radio for Winners and the News. Every week we find a couple topics, maybe three topics. And we'll find the important parts we want to talk about. Cut out the unimportant parts we don't want to talk about, like facts. And we share our opinions with you so you know a little more than you did before.
You missed it.
I did.
How did you do that?
Because I'm running this all by myself now. I don't have Tony to guide my way. Engineer Tony, not here. Engineer Tony. Now we open beers loudly. These are things we do that Tony was always like, no, that's unprofessional. We're doing them. We're doing all these things. So, you know what? I've been watching the World Cup. I know we talked about it last week a little bit, but I watched the U.S. and...
Ghana.
No, Ghana was the first week. I did not watch that game. I watched last game. Portugal.
Portugal.
I can't believe I just forgot that. This is why I should take notes, Don.
Yep.
So, yeah, I watched the Portugal-U.S. tie. It was a very good game. Very, very amazing. I'd never watched a full soccer game. I don't know why they do the extra minutes at the end.
Because they have the stoppage of play, but the time continues to...
But there's nothing that's like on the screen that says so far we've wasted X minutes, so you know it's coming. It's just at the end they're like, oh, the refs are saying 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
Yes,
I don't know.
It's a very loosey.
You were going to say loosey goosey.
I am.
Very loosey goosey.
I almost said loosey goosey. I almost said loosey goosey, I think.
So, yeah, I watched that game. It was very good. But I did not watch the game that happened, I think, Tuesday night. Tuesday night? Yes, when Uruguay played Italy.
Uruguay versus Italy.
Right, and that's the game where Luis Suarez bit a guy. What are you playing?
Apparently not what I thought I was playing. Just I apologize. It was soccer
sound
related.
Of a helicopter. I hope you guys enjoyed that.
I apologize.
It was like you were in the beginning of Predator, except we were going to talk about soccer.
Oh, okay. Well.
See, anyway, he bit a guy. And essentially, they just kind of let the game go, and Uruguay ended up winning.
I did see that. How come
now he's going to get fined, and he's or maybe not fined, but he's definitely going to get a ban of some sort.
How come they didn't red card him?
Why didn't the other team just beat the living shit out of him? Think of any other sport. If you watched an NBA game and a dude went over and bit another dude, it doesn't matter how many penalties would show up. The other team would turn and beat the crap out of that guy. Hockey, he wouldn't even live through the game. He would die immediately after biting somebody. Although if you could bite somebody through those helmets, that's impressive. Football, baseball, no biting. And yet, if they did, it would have horrible consequences. And yet, in this game, it was like, oh, he bit a guy again.
But I did see the one guy grab his shoulder, like, ow, my shoulder, and the other guy grab his mouth, like, ow, my mouth. Like,
well,
which one was acting more?
Well, apparently, on the guy's shoulder, you can see clear bite marks. Like, there's no question that he bit him. He definitely bit him.
Hmm.
So, again, how is it that you can get away with that without everybody else on the other team just killing you instead of just being like, oh, it's Lewis again. That guy, he bites.
I wonder if they had Mike Tyson as a trainer.
Well, I think the actual question is, if he was so hungry, he should have gone out to Giant and got himself a jar of Machado salsa. It's a home run. Earlier this week, another story broke about a little girl who got kicked out of a Kentucky Fried Chicken because she was hideous looking. And while everyone at Kentucky Fried Chicken is fairly hideous looking, this time apparently it was bad enough that they kicked her off.
But it's a hoax.
Yeah, it appears that it's a hoax,
what
Don.
What a horrible hoax that was, by the way, too. And did you read KFC's response? KFC is like, we are investigating it. We take this very seriously.
Well, let's go back a step and explain to the folks at home the whole story.
All right, well, you tell the story.
So a
I'm
little
upset
girl
for KFC,
and her grandmother said they went to KFC. They ordered some mashed potatoes and gravy and a sweet tea. And we're sitting there in the restaurant, and someone who works at the restaurant said, I'm sorry, your daughter is too ugly. You're scaring the customers. You have to leave.
Right.
And so, of course, they left, and they were very upset. So then they went on Facebook and told everyone about it. And, of course, all these people on Facebook now were super upset with KFC. And so KFC said, you know what? We're very sorry. We're going to pay a whole bunch of money. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
They were
going
to pay you like $30,000 to help cover her plastic surgery she's going to need because she has the scars on her face, not because she was born with them or because she's just naturally ugly. She was attacked by her family's 10 pit bulls.
Right. But what they did was first off, the KFC went back and looked at
receipts to see if anyone had ordered mashed potatoes and a sweet tea.
And they did not. You know why? Because that's the most disgusting meal I can think of. The only thing to make that worse is if you got sweet corn cold and poured it all over the top.
I'm still wondering why that's a lot of information that KFC has on their customers.
Well, you figure they'd know. I mean, did you ever work fast food or retail?
No.
Well, you worked retail.
Retail.
So you have a record of every sale you've made for those days. So they would easily be able to go in and say, on this day, did anybody order that at this KFC?
Right. But then what KFC has said is we take this very seriously. We're conducting a very thorough investigation. Right now, we still are committed to giving this girl and her family $30,000.
Right.
But we don't have record of anybody ordering a sweet tea and mashed potatoes.
And they looked at video cameras, and there's no proof that they were anywhere on the premises that day.
But KFC still has to give out $30,000.
Well, they're trying to look as good as possible right now. Because you figure a lot of people that aren't going to read every bit of story about this or listen to Radio for Winners for all the true hard facts are still going to think KFC threw a little girl out because she was ugly.
Yeah. Well,
really, the point of the story I was getting at, Don, is that the real tragedy here is not that a little girl was not thrown out of KFC and that KFC has not been slandered, but that they chose when they were hungry to go to KFC instead of eating some Machado salsa available now at Giants across the state. Machado salsa, it hits it out of the park. A man was going to McDonald's in Queens, New York today, just like any other day, except that he stumbled in the store, not really knowing what's going on, and everyone noticed he had a knife sticking out of his back and blood all down his shirt. Turns out he ordered a McDouble. So he just was walking around.
Where was this?
In Queens, New York.
Okay.
Tuesday morning, actually, not today. Tuesday morning, he just walked in, and he had a knife sticking out of his back. It wasn't a joke. It was real. He was on the phone with somebody, so he waited till he was off the phone to make his order. And then he ordered some food, and then they took him to the hospital. He never really told anyone what happened, but
Did he die?
No, he's not dead yet. As of Wednesday night now, maybe
fingers
by tomorrow he'll be
crossed.
Dead. Maybe by tomorrow he's dead. But according to someone else who was there, they said that the stabbing took place on a place they call the Strip, which is never good. The Strip is never a good designation. And the Strip is filled with crackheads, so it probably has to do with that.
So he walks into a McDonald's, got a knife in his back, and now he's unconscious and he can't tell us how he got the knife in the back. Even if he was conscious, could
well, I don't know
they
if he's
tell?
Unconscious. They just have not talked to him and reported it in the news as of, again, Wednesday night. So maybe by tomorrow we'll have a big book that tells you all about it. And hopefully they ask him, among all the other questions, along with why are you walking around, who stabbed you in the back, why are you stabbing the back. But again, if you're hungry, why didn't you get a jar of Machado salsa available across the state of Maryland in both medium and mild? Machado salsa, it's pretty good, but not as good as last year it was. Also in other news, a follow-up from last week, Casey Kasem, still dead. And those were our news events for the day. Those are pretty strong news events.
Wow.
Look at that.
That's those are some pretty strong news events. Did we have...
We have 5 minutes so far?
Did we have another fat snack, or are we not going to do that?
We can do it. Do we have time?
Yeah, we got time.
How much time are we on so far?
Oh, who cares? We're going to show that we could do this show all night
3 hours long of us just rambling incoherently.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find the YouTube clip that I'm looking for, but for some reason I can't seem to find it.
Well, you know what? I did bring another fat snack, but I don't seem to know where it is.
Is it on the floor?
It's either on the
floor. Is it behind you over there?
It could be. Well,
in
you need
bag?
To talk then while I go get it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh.
I was just going to be quiet to say that I shouldn't have to talk. But we do have one more fat snack, and I think that this one's a little bit more, in my opinion, this is more Maryland. Maryland.
Nothing's more Maryland than Machado salsa, available only in Maryland at Giant stores.
Now, will you tweet this to Machado, like hashtag Machado salsa, to try to get them to sponsor?
I'm 100% going to talk about Machado salsa all week long.
By the way, I don't.
It's pretty good.
Did you see me tweet hashtag rest in peace Maya Angelou?
That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. But I thought it was funny.
Wow, Don. You know, maybe I should have just let you stay in silence while I went to go get this other fat snack. So the other fat snack is Old Bay seasoned cheese curls.
So it's like a Cheeto, but it's Old Bay seasoned.
But it's not Cheetos. It's the soft Cheetos, the cheese curls.
Now, who makes those? Hers.
Hers. I think it's Hers.
Her.
It's pronounced Hers. Hers. Now, I've had a bunch of these, Don, so I'd like you to try one. All right. I do like them. I think they're very good. Now, you like Old Bay, though, because you're a Marylander.
I do.
Through and through. Do you like Cheetos?
I do. Wow, okay. They're a little heavy.
They're a little heavy on the Old Bay. Oh man, that's an orgasmic sound, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? This is a good sound. A man eating cheese curls that are heavily Old Bay covered.
Hmm.
They're very salty. They're a touch salty.
See, they taste like the Utz crab chips.
Yes, but with Cheeto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're not bad.
I had a bunch of them last week while I was watching NASCAR, and I had about 10 of them, and then I thought I was going to have a heart attack, and I was very dry.
Yeah, they're not bad. I don't know if I would.
I think you'd eat them plain, or you could dip them in something. Perhaps Machado salsa, available at Giants, everywhere in the state of Maryland. It's an excellent snack for an excellent team.
That's not bad. Now, where did you get those? A Giant, too?
Yeah, I don't remember where I got those from. Giant, probably. I go to Giant for everything, so yes.
Maybe Giant should sponsor us.
Only if they keep selling Machado salsa.
Or if they... I'm just looking for a few ducats here so we can get our internet connection working so that we can maybe afford to have another co-host on the show.
Since our old one has apparently quit as of today. Which is really good for all of you because we put no time and effort into actually making this show work.
Well,
but you know what, Tony? If you think we're not going to ask you to come back next week, you've got another thing coming. And that rounds out June Dispriest.
June Dispriest!
Wait until next month when it's all going to be songs probably about vacation or maybe things we forgot about when we pre-recorded shows. See you next week, maybe with Tony.
Bye-bye.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.